Boy About Town. I don't have a sexual orientation. My personal theme song is by a band called, fittingly, The Jam. There are many reasons why I love Boy About Town, outside of the sole fact that it's a through-and-through life-affirmer, quality-wise. It tracks a young ruffian who's on the move. See me walking around, I'm the boy about town that you heard of. See me walking the streets, I'm on top of the world that you heard of. The sunny hustle mapped out by the lyrics matches the daily flannery of my thinking, scattershot, blithe, far-flung. Oh, like paper caught in wind, I glide up street, I glide down street. Like a raffish pretty boy traipsing through life with all the pride and beauty of itinerant trash picked up by a breeze, I cruise. In gay male culture, cruising signifies a casual process of selecting and catching onto a temporary sexual cohort. If a guy is cruising, he's testing the currents of all his potential sexual options, looking to see what strangers out there he might take home with him. That verb's meaning for all people, in a slightly different sense, is also the general shape of my attitudes and manner when I am feeling most like myself. I drift, I pass through easily, I shred along the pathways of my life delicately and with joy. I travel forth in a manner that's generally steady, if circuitous. I see how wide and sprawling the world is as though through a window of a plane that is cruising at 40,000 feet. And I am able to observe the interstellar feeling smallness of its landscapes, dappled towns and cities, each light a cosmos of faraway people, direction inversion, all those stars down there. It feels something like this idea from Audre Lorde. There's always someone asking you to underline one piece of yourself, whether it's black, woman, mother, dyke, teacher, etc., because that's the piece they need to key into. They want to dismiss everything else. But once you do that, then you've lost. Only by learning to live in harmony with your contradictions can you keep it all afloat. Hovering in this way, I feel like a spacecraft. Part of that is shucking off any one orientation. I am not a lesbian. I am not straight, nor am I bisexual. Not identifying feels luxurious. It is professing the right to visit with each of the coruscating dots I admire as I travel, rather than deciding a single fixed star as my home. While this works well for me, many people with more discrete gender identities and sexual proclivities have felt unmoored inside of communities of people unlike them for their whole lives, and so find great power, camaraderie, and newfound convenience refinding vulnerable people and other blessed benefits in identifying. After all, to orient yourself.